At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. That was the call of a Von Miller sack, the 36-year-old, now set to play another season in the NFL, but this year in Washington. Some say Von Miller is ring chasing. I say bring it on. My team has never been in those conversations, right? Where a legit veteran star in the National Football League, future Hall of Famer, wants to come here, not for a payday like Albert Haynesworth, Jason Taylor, Adam Archuleta, the list goes on, Biff, but this guy wants to win a Super Bowl. And if he's ring chasing in D.C., that is totally okay with me. Time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio as we react to the massive signing last night. Veteran linebacker Von Miller to a one-year deal here in Washington. A two-time Super Bowl champ going for a third. Super Bowl 50 MVP. Elite playoff experience. A respected voice in the locker room. One of the best at attacking quarterbacks. There are probably quarterbacks that wake up in the middle of the night thinking about Von Miller, right? And it might be, you know, Patrick Mahomes at times from the time when he was in Denver. He's been at a few spots, but the one thing that he's had in common is he makes every defense better. He makes every defense better, and sometimes recently he's been like the extra piece that helps you get over the hump to winning the Super Bowl. He did that in Denver, and he did that with the LA Rams. And it didn't work out in Buffalo, but I don't think that was his fault, right? Heck, Josh Allen got the first down. The refs just didn't give it to him. And Buffalo's been knocking on that doorstep, couldn't get past Kansas City for years. Von Miller was not the reason. But he's also, I think, a perfect fit for Dan Quinn's system here. Thrives in a 4-3 scheme. Can really do a good job of setting the edge against the rush, but also you cannot leave him one-on-one. And that might be my favorite thing about what Von Miller will bring here, is it should make Daron Payne and Jonathan Newton's impact felt more, because you're going to have to throw an extra guy out there. Now, in 2022, he suffered an ACL injury, and he's getting up there in age now. But I still think he brings something. And what he brought to Buffalo was a veteran presence, but it was like an elite rusher. Sometimes he didn't even get all the way to the QB, but a QB hit, a QB hurry. It all makes the difference. It is a league of inches, and it's a league of milliseconds, right? And for Washington, like, think about how close the Bucs were in that playoff game on fourth down to sacking Jayden Daniels. He had an extra millisecond he gets around the outside. Von Miller can be the millisecond eraser, right? That you don't get that extra split second because he lives and dies in the backfield almost every single every single game. Look, it's a veteran deal here. I'm sure he's going to get a ton of bonuses if he can have success, but it's another leader that comes in here, and hopefully he can deliver on Sundays. This was a massive move for Washington, and it's a move that I predicted, right? I said this offseason is a B+, and it's an A once there's a new edge rusher in the building. I pointed to Za'Darius Smith, Jadeveon Clowney, and Von Miller. And Stubb, you heard me talking about this all summer. I said, we will have another edge rusher in the building before September 7th. But here's the little secret. Von Miller's so much better than Za'Darius Smith and Jadeveon Clowney. Like, we got our cake and we're eating it, too.
Were your fingers crossed on Von Miller? I know you said all their names all the time.
I wanted one of them.
Uh-huh.
And I knew it would happen.
Yeah.
I didn't think Von Miller would be the one. Because I thought might be a little too expensive. This is best case scenario. That's the little secret here. Is that I predicted we would sign an edge rusher, and I was starting to think it was going to be Clowney or Za'Darius Smith. Like, those guys don't reach the level that Von Miller has reached in his career. And so this was the perfect signing at a perfect time, too. Training camp hasn't even started yet, so he can fully understand this defense here in Washington. But, I mean, you're talking about Von Miller and Bobby Wagner playing together, right? You're talking about of a generation of defensive players. They're at the top. They're at the top there. Von Miller and Bobby Wagner. And then maybe, hopefully, you'll have the next generation. Those guys can teach Frankie Louvu and Johnny Newton and the rest of the Commanders' defensive rushers here, because this was a massive boost for the defensive line. A much-needed boost, one that we predicted would happen, but it happened sooner than I thought it would. I mean, I kind of thought we were going to go into training camp with Dorrance Armstrong, Cleland Farrell, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and kind of see what we got. They found an opportunity to strengthen the defense before training camp, and I love that. I'm not the only one. Manti Te'o gave his breakdown earlier today on Von Miller. Let's take a listen.
I like it too, Rashad. And you said counting on this, counting on that. I think a lot of people may assume that when you have somebody like Von Miller come in, you're counting on him to be the old Von Miller. He's not going to be the old Von Miller, guys. And talking about the word counting, he's going to be on a snap count. He's going to be a situational player. He's going to be somebody. If you look at Dan Quinn and that defense last year, they blitzed more in Dan Quinn's career than he's used to blitzing. He doesn't want to blitz on third downs, guys. He doesn't want to blitz on first and second. But last year, he had to bring some pressure. And the only way that he could do it is by sending a blitz. Now you have somebody like Von Miller. He's not going to play on first down. He's probably not going to play on second down. But you bet on third down, when Dan Quinn wants to drop coverage and drop zone, that you're going to see, I guess, the number 24, he said, Jamie. You're going to see whatever number Von Miller is playing, you're going to see him coming off the edge. Now, this reminds me a lot when we signed Dwight Freeney when I was with the San Diego Chargers. We signed Dwight Freeney, and he was after he spent 11 years in Indianapolis. We didn't assign Dwight Freeney to play first, second, and third down. It was just situational awareness, and I think it's a great fit for somebody like Von Miller, who at this point in time, I think he's ring chasing. Mm-hmm. You know, you've accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish in this game by being a player. Now go get as many Super Bowls as you can. And so I like this matchup, this matching with the Commanders and Von Miller.
Washington's best attribute last season, in my mind, was situational football. Jaden Daniels, historic on fourth down, right? They were so good in clutch moments, the end of the game. Situational football, they thrived. Well, now defensively, they just got one of the best situational football players in the league. He's not going to be a guy that you count on first and second down. And he might not play if it's third and obviously rushing situation, third and short. But third and nine? Jalen Hurts is going to be on his ass because of Von Miller. Third and 10? Dak Prescott's going to throw the ball into the stands because he'll hear footsteps from Von Miller.
Jackson Dart's not even...
Russell Wilson might get hurt from Von Miller. I just really think he's going to make three or four massively impactful plays. And it's not going to be much. You know, 2023, zero sacks for Buffalo, three tackles, right? in 12 games. 8 sacks the year before that, 6 this year, right? But it's all about they're limiting the number of snaps that he has to play so that he can bring it 100 every single time he's on the field, every time he's asked to get after the quarterback. And so I think this also helps the other guys, right? Dorrance Armstrong, Cleland Farrell, the rest of the edge rushers can almost go harder on first and second down because they know we're going to be swapped out on third down, right? That kind of understanding your role helps you master what you're being asked to do. And that might also be, you know, one of Dan Quinn's secret sauces. He doesn't ask everybody to do too much. Everybody has a role that they are supposed to play, and they hope to play that role to the best of their ability. But this defense had a weakness at sacking the quarterback. That's what Von Miller can bring. Javon Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise were brought in to help stop the run. They brought in Will Harris to help eliminate explosive plays in the air. They want Quan Martin to take a step forward. They brought back Bobby Wagner to team him with Frankie Louvu once again. The one glaring weakness was a guy that can get you sacks. And they don't need a guy that can get 10 sacks anymore, right? They don't need that. They need a guy that can hurry a quarterback on third down, third and obvious passing situations. And too many times last year, quarterbacks had all day and were able to find a guy. And, you know, at times last year, I thought we played good defense with Sane Ristil and Noah Igbinoghe on the outside. But when a quarterback has 5-6 seconds, they're going to find somebody open. Hopefully, the signing of Von Miller will eliminate those plays that go on forever because our pass rush is not good enough. This was a massive signing. To me, this was the icing on the cake for what has already been an incredible offseason. Stubb asked me, are you moving it up to an A+? When Terry McLaurin is in the building, signed, sealed, delivered, a new contract, I will officially give Adam Peters an A+ for this offseason. But from a B+ to an A with the signing of Von Miller, in my mind. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from our sister station in D.C. Got him from the Team 980. It's our buddy Craig Hoffman. What's up, Craig?
What's up, Adam? From the Admiral's Lounge at LAX. So, just, you know, I don't know if stuff's been happening this week back east. Did I miss anything?
Yeah. Super Bowl champion. An MVP to Washington and Von Miller. You know, I'm just so excited because I felt like this is the missing piece here. I'm not saying he's going to, you know, be an impactful player for 16 games, but this is the one weakness on the team I felt like was third and long, game on the line. Do we have somebody that can pressure Jalen Hurts? Because we're chasing the damn Eagles. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with this move. I am less convinced or I think excited about it because I just don't know what Von Miller has left. Like, he wasn't good the last couple of years. Now, he had a really bad injury in, what was it, 2022. He said publicly he shouldn't have played in 2023. And so how much of 2024 was still impacted by that, we'll find out. But like his last, you know, really excellent, super high level season in terms of like Pro Bowl, et cetera, was 2019. Like, it's a long time ago at this point. So obviously he's had impacts since then in short bursts. And if that's all he is for the Commanders, is a guy that has super high impact and low volume, but the impacts are in the right places, this could be a difference making kind of move. But he's 36 years old. The prime of his career was a long time ago. And I think that those factors, you know, should be considered in terms of how high we get our expectations and our excitement level for the season specific to Von Miller.
I understand what you're saying. I personally would sign on the dotted line for 13 games, 6 sacks.
Yeah, I mean, it depends then, like, how fresh is he and how impactful can he be in the playoffs? I think that's the real key. But if you're telling me 13 games, 6 sacks, like, I can get that out of Jacob Martin. I think that your goals for who Von Miller is are higher than that. But, you know, they need it to come somewhere. Like, Dedrick Wise gets you 6 sacks a season. Jacob Martin gets you 6 sacks. It's, like, in the pressure moments. And this is where I do think, like, the difference in Jacob Martin, you know, Dedrick Wise is a different kind of player, but like Jacob Martin is a pass rush specialist, right? The guy that they've had, and he'll be competing with Von Miller, which is such a silly sentence to say, in camp, to the extent that there's competition there. Like the best players, the Von Millers in his prime, and we'll see about Von Miller now, Aaron Donald, TJ Watt, like these guys do it in the right moment. They pick their spots. They're not garbage sacks that you get from playing hard. Like, they get some of those if they're playing full minutes in the prime of their careers. That's how you wind up with 18 or whatever on a season. But like, it's all right, like you said, 3rd-and-7 in the NFC Championship game with 1:50 to go and you need to go get Jalen Hurts. Like, that's the kind of play that a Von Miller in the prime of his career has made. And if he's going to do that, then yeah. And like, again, for the money, like, this is a no-brainer kind of deal. I just don't know that that's still who he is at this point of his career, but I'm willing to find out.
Yeah, I'm very optimistic. I'm excited for this. You know, they said he was ring chasing. I've never heard someone come to Washington to chase rings. Part of that
sure.
is probably why I'm super excited for this move. I mean, a legit Super Bowl MVP. I mean, that's part of yeah. you know, my hype as well. I want to talk about your thoughts on his impact off the field, because I don't think it was talked about enough. Bobby Wagner's speeches in the locker room, Bobby Wagner getting people fired up in training camp, his conversations with Jaden, what he meant to the team off the field. Do you think you're going to get that impact from Von Miller too?
I think it's a good question. I think Vaughn is a little bit more of a wild card than a guy like Bobby Wagner. I think if we're going to talk about off the field, like, we have to mention, like, this is a guy that also had a domestic violence case against him not that long ago. And I don't love that, if I'm being honest. I also don't know the details. The case was ultimately settled. But, like, it was an incident that involved him having a physical altercation with his pregnant girlfriend. And, like, I don't like that. I don't like that kind of guy coming to the team that I root for. But if they're comfortable with whatever and they have the right information, like, okay, fine. If we put that aside and just say in the locker room, like, obviously this is a guy that, you know, he is very well respected in the pass rush world. He holds like an annual camp, like a pass rush camp. So is there a huge ability for him to teach everyone else on the roster pass rush stuff, like nuanced detail? Yeah, I think that's really high. I think the speech in the locker room stuff, like, I think Bobby's got that kind of stuff covered. I think that the culture here is good. Will he contribute to that positively? Yes. But I think that, like, Vaughn's greatness over the years has been much more about who he is as a player necessarily than, like, the elevate everyone leadership type of stuff on top of excellent play that you get from, like, a Bobby Wagner. He's probably a step below that, but I mean, dude won a Super Bowl. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Like, he's one of the best players that we've seen in the last decade and a half in the NFL. So he's certainly going to bring some veteran know-how and leadership, and people will look to him whether he asks for it or not because of his status and stature within the NFL in the last decade and a half.
Yeah, another part of my expectations that it will work out with Von Miller, and again, me saying working out is six sacks, but in massively impactful ways late in a game on third down when it needs to happen here. But part of that has to do with the fact that they have brought in veterans and gotten the best out of them. And if you told me you were going to get, you know, 66 catches from Zach Ertz and 7 touchdowns after what I watched him do in Arizona, I would have said you're crazy, right? So I think the fact that this team has had success with Austin Ekeler, Zach Ertz, now Bobby Wagner and Von Miller, they're able to create a culture where, you know, Dan Quinn is getting the best out of these older guys in limited samples.
No, I think that's a great point, and that absolutely is true. Again, we'll see how much gas he has truly left physically. Like, the edge rush spot is one where physical traits tend to matter a lot. And so depending on the natural decline of aging plus whatever lingering damage there is from the ACL a couple of years ago, we'll see just how much burst and stuff that he has. But I do think you're right. From the medical and whatever background, giving guys rest days, like managing the athlete, they nailed that last year. They didn't have Zach practicing on certain days. Like, they understood his schedule, and that would allow him to be available on Sundays, performing at a high level week over week over week over week until there were no weeks left in the season, which was way later than we all anticipated as they made the NFC Championship game. The other part of that I think is really interesting and critical is the role that they put those guys in. All right, we have a limited number of bullets in a chamber. When do we fire them? And this will, I think, allow a guy like Dietrich Wise to be like, go play your face off on first and second down.
Yeah.
And then Vaughn's going to come in on third down. And that lets Vaughn be better. It lets Dietrich be better. It puts them both in the positions where they're set up to succeed and play well without having to do the stuff that they're not as good at. For Vaughn at this point in his career, like, you don't want him taking on a bunch of double teams and whatever on first and second down. As a younger player, like, he was unbelievable against the run. And maybe they still ask him to do that in certain situations, or, you know, in playoff games, do they increase his snap percentage, whatever. But if he's really going to come in as like, all right, what I have left is the ability to get after the quarterback, and I can do it 15 times a game. Fine, we'll play you 15 snaps a game in the regular season, and there's not going to be a ton of wear and tear on your body, and that's a perfectly fine use for a player at his salary. Like, that's the beauty of paying him a relatively low number of, like, a minimum salary, basically. I don't remember what the final details wound up being, whether it's true minimum or slightly more than that, but when you're paying a guy $3 million, $4 million, you know, $2 million, whatever it is, you don't need him to play every snap. You're not paying him for that. And so I think, for, you know, that's one of the other really big parts and why I think that's a great point, Adam, is the role he's going to be asked to fulfill is one that suits his salary and fits his skill set, his age, all the things that we've been talking about.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it in terms of the impact he can make on other guys, not just by like teaching them the position, but like what you said, go rush your ass off on first and second down because I got your back on third down. And I think that Dan Quinn has been able to manage that very well and letting these veteran guys know exactly what their role is. And again, this is a defense that struggled getting off the field on third down. And now you add Von Miller on third downs. I'm super excited for that. We got Craig Hoffman from the Team 980 with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. It was a big week for the Commanders in the news with Terry McLaurin speaking to reporters. I said everybody wants to be heard in this life we live, and he let it out there. I mean, he let everybody know his take. He let everybody know where his feelings are at emotionally. And I think Adam Peters heard that, and I think Adam Peters is going to get a deal done. So I'm staying super optimistic, super, you know, glass half full in this situation. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still, like, I don't know how much my opinion really changed other than, like, truly understanding where Terry, like, where Terry is, just how upset he is, how hurt he is. I said this, I actually wound up doing a little bit of my show this week from out here, and, you know, I said, like, if I was out of Peters, I would be, like, stomping my feet around my office listening to that going, oh, man, this sucks from, like, a PR standpoint. But the reality on the ground hasn't changed. Like, the Commanders have a certain value on Terry. Terry and his representatives are expecting a certain thing in return, and those are clearly two different spots right now. My question is, like, what are those numbers? If Terry is like, well, Ja'Marr Chase is making 40, I should make 36, then, like, sorry, man, like, that's just not, I don't think that's where we're at. I know the market has changed, but, like, I think he's still much more in that, like, Garrett Wilson just got 32 or 32 and a half. Like, that's somewhere in the range, maybe even a little more expensive than I would have imagined Terry being. And so if they're not budging on a number and the Commanders are offering something that is reasonable to his market value and the market value of receivers of his caliber, then, like, as much as I feel for Terry and, like, I certainly wish him on a, like, I'm pro labor in general. If we're looking at it from a salary cap management and all those kinds of things, like, I get it. I get, you know, I would be on the, you know, the team side of the negotiation, if you will. And I think Adam Peters is a reasonable person. Terry's agent has a reputation of being a little bit difficult. Now, I can think of a worse descriptor for an agent. Like, if I had an agent, I'd want them to be a little bit difficult as well. So, like, everyone's kind of doing their job here. But ultimately, like, there is a reality of, like, somewhere in the middle of this, if it's really important to both sides to get a deal done, y'all all got to start giving a little bit. And what I do think I buy is Terry's argument on his age. And I think, too, the length of the deal is kind of where I've been caught up. And I probably have actually overestimated this. I was listening to the Athletic Football Show yesterday, and they were talking about this of, you know, I've kind of had this, like, hey, by year three, you want the ability to be off of this deal or to have a low money because you have to negotiate Jaden's extension. But the reality is, when you negotiate an extension like that, then the big money cap numbers don't even hit for another year or two. So, like, I don't even know how much validity that has on the team side of it of, like, hey, we need clear books by 2027 to negotiate Jaden's extension. So I do think that, like, it's fraught. It's unfortunate, but it's the reality of business. And with all of that stuff said, I actually agree with you, though, that, like, I think this will get done. I don't actually be surprised if he misses any training camp practice. Like, I think this gets done this week or early next, now that the deadline is here, deadline spur action, and that's going to get this thing done.
Craig, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you joining the show.
Yeah, you got it, Adam. Have a good one, buddy.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. There was a major concert in town yesterday. In fact, it felt like everybody and their grandparents were there to see DMB, Dave Matthews Band, at the Allianz Amphitheater. I did see, so he did back-to-back nights. I saw the first night, there was like a bus that had like kayaks on the top and people were sitting on the roof to watch. I saw photos and videos of my friend that went yesterday that didn't pay for a ticket, but was watching the concert and dancing around from right outside. So can you kind of explain how that situation, like how that area works at Allianz?
Yeah, I mean, everyone, because right in that area, there's so much land owned by different people.
Yeah.
That technically it's Fifth Street leading just up the side is not owned by Live Nation or any of the shareholders of the venue, which is, it's a good amount of people. So, you know,
so it's just free land for people to pull up. And you said you saw someone bring a truck and then take a couch out and put
it
there.
I've seen a couch.
That's just insane.
A lot of people just sit there in general. Yeah. It's not like a great viewing area, but it's, you know, people do it. People sit there for the whole show. People get there early to get a good spot, too.
No, the photos and videos last night were pretty cool. I mean, it just felt like it was like an iconic concert. It just felt like everybody in Richmond was there.
It sure felt like it.
Yeah. I mean, it was just massive audience there at the Dave Matthews Band. But that's not the performance that's trending nationwide. That's not. Mm-mm. It's actually a Coldplay performance in which people are assuming that an affair was caught on camera by the lead singer of Coldplay. So, Biff, you got me hip to this situation.
Yeah.
What was your perspective of this?
First off, it's crazy. It's so funny. So one of my friends was actually at this concert.
Okay.
And I asked her about
where was it?
It's Foxborough.
Okay.
So basically what it goes is this: Coldplay accidentally exposed alleged affair between Astrometer CEO Andy Byron and his colleague Christian Cabot at one of their recent concerts. Now, it's clear in the video they are together.
Yeah. They're hugging, and you thought there was a little action going on there.
Well,
second base.
It's not because I said this is what I said. I said they're having an affair. You said they're just hugging. I said that's not just hugging.
No, that's the couple who's too intimate in the theme park line.
Yes.
So for those that are just tuning in, the CEO and the woman are caught on camera, and immediately they stop hugging. And he ducks behind like a table. She turns around, and everybody in that booth is kind of awkwardly smiling
played
and
laughing. Played it terribly.
Played it so terribly.
Oh my God!
I think you could have played your way out of this.
Yeah,
one.
Right.
100%. You just give her a hug.
Yeah, I just give her a hug.
Right.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know, man.
But the reaction is why everybody assumes
it didn't
the two
great.
Are having an affair.
Yeah.
I mean, when you react like that. I mean, it almost reminds me of like when they do the kiss cam at basketball games.
Oh, God.
And you've seen people, they immediately turn away, and it's like, well, that's either his sister or his side chick.
Yeah, and then at the same time, I mean, these guys, first off, the girl immediately covers her face and then stays in the camera.
Yeah.
I don't know what bro's doing.
He dips in a moment.
I read that she's like the HR director.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she
I saw
is.
HR
That's
as
like
well.
The worst thing possible.
I also read that the CEO's wife removed his last name from her Facebook page.
There
really?
You go.
Well,
yeah.
You can online bet whether or not he will be stepping down as the CEO before
He's
the end of July.
Step down as the CEO. He's going to get a divorce.
The odds
probably.
Are 41% chance he steps down.
Imagine that's how you find out your dad or husband is having an
affair.
Well,
yeah, wife I feel terrible for. I feel even worse for the kids. I mean, this guy, he's probably got three or four kids, right? He's the CEO of a company. He's a good-looking guy. He's got that salt and pepper look to him.
Yeah.
I
want to
know what song was playing.
There wasn't a song being played.
Play in the system?
There wasn't a song being played.
They just like the.
He was just calling people out. He was just like putting the like cameras on people.
Yeah, but what song was playing beforehand?
Yeah.
Yellow.
And that got them in the mood.
What
you
is
know?
The what Yellow. Is the best Coldplay song? Like what?
I like
they
Yellow.
For?
I like the song Yellow.
Don't they have like a Revolution song?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
very
Sky
yeah,
full of stars. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's dancing with his side piece here.
Yeah,
he's got his arms wrapped around her. He's bear hugging her. His hands are grabbing from the cookie jar.
Boom!
And then all of a sudden, Coldplay turns the camera in, and the lead singer goes, "That's awkward. You're either having an affair or something."
Yeah.
Well, he called them out.
Yeah, well, what are you supposed to do in that situation? Oh, stop. First off, you keep the camera on them because it's funny.
Yeah.
And the Coldplay guy just got to tell it how it is. It's not his fault.
This isn't the type of music I would cheat on my wife to.
No.
I'm not gonna lie.
What music is that, Stub?
I don't know.
It's not this.
The Beatles? I don't know. but, yeah, I love how quick this has gone viral. My girlfriend woke me up this morning to tell me this story. I have now seen it all over social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, even Facebook, right? I mean, you got grandparents talking about it now. It's all over the place.
Coldplay's
Chris Martin accidentally exposes a CEO having an affair with his HR chief. I like how the awkward woman that's here that's not even involved, Biff, but like you can see her awkward smile. Like she,
she's
everybody
deep.
In that
she
room
knows. She knows.
Everybody in that room knew an affair was happening.
My favorite part is the dudes behind the guy. Because the guys, they don't care.
They're like, oh, we're on TV!
That would be my exact reaction. Like, if my boy's doing that, I don't care. Yeah. I'm just behind them. I'm like, I'm on TV! Like
so,
that.
Stub, so you're the CEO of Astronomer. Whatever that company's called, all right? You're making a bag. You're making seven figures easily, might be pushing eight, all right? You got a wife at home with three kids. But this HR lady's been flirting with you for the last 3 months at the Coldplay concert. She's wearing this black dress.
Well,
it's kind of short in the
scenario,
legs.
I've invited her to the Coldplay concert.
Oh, so you've invited her.
If you're the CEO and you're on a little date scene.
No, but I think it was, to me, that was more of a company outing.
No.
Because I think the people behind them also work for the company. That's kind of my take on it.
I think
everyone
at
the company knows. If everyone at the company knows, someone's telling the wife.
No, but that's a suite. Who owns the suites? Like big companies, like the Odyssey suite at
you're
the Diamond.
You're a CEO. You can get a suite for yourself.
And I think
I kind of think that. I mean, I don't think he brought the HR specialist, the HR lady, because that's just straight up cheating.
If it was
a company outing and he had a few drinks, she's flirting with him.
Do you think this was maybe even a day one?
No, but here's my take is that they had been flirting behind the scenes for months, but they'd never been together in a setting where there's alcohol.
When the drinks get flowing,
the hands start going. All right, and I think that's what the situation was. I mean, that was a hug, Biff. That's a hug that you do with someone that you're trying to hook up with.
I think
that's a hug you do with someone you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
So your take is that they've already rounded the
base.
The
thing is the CEO. You got to think of it. This is his title. So people, even if the highest people know at the work, they're not going to touch this guy.
See, I kind of think he was hoping to hit a home run that night, and now he's left stranded at third base, and he's going to get home to an upset wife.
Do you think he told his wife he's at the Coldplay concert?
I mean, yeah, because I think it was a company outing. I think he told his wife it was a Coldplay concert, and that's why as soon as Coldplay showed him, he goes, dunk! I mean, he hit the floor so quick.
That was exact representation, too. I wish I got that on video. That was exactly what he did. And he was out.
He was out. Man, diving into other people's lives, it's juicy.
Oh, it's
especially
fun.
Especially when it's on display like that. I'm Adam Epstein. If you have a theory on this situation, give us a shout. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So that last segment got off the rails a little bit about the CEO stub. I want to reward those listeners that stuck with us. Let's give away a pack, four pack, to go see the Flying Squirrels. We did it earlier. Let's do it again. In fact, let's double it up. All right, let's make it two pairs of four packs to the two first callers right now, 833-804-0910. Diamond Through the Decades night, a week away here for the Flying Squirrels. You can win four pack. Caller number one and caller number two. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you know it's time for a giveaway.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
That's 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Hang on hold. You can win four tickets to see the Flying Squirrels against the Portland Sea Dogs July 24th at the Diamond for Diamond Through the Decades night, honoring the 90s. 833-804-0910. Caller number one and caller number two here on AWOD Radio. Joined by a special guest right now, Moneyline Mac and the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat, as we want to do a little college football talk. I'm headed to Charlotte for the ACC kickoff, so I was hoping you could help us go through the rest of the P4.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me. You know, we're just over 5 weeks from week zero. You blink an eye, it'll be here. Let's go.
Absolutely. So how about we start in the SEC and give us your thoughts on Alabama. Are they going to be rocked by the rumors that Saban wants to return?
Yeah, that definitely took the headline. Alabama, obviously disappointing first year of Kalen DeBoer. They dropped that Vandy game, the Oklahoma game last year. But I mean, they bring back 15 starters, and I don't know if Jalen Milroe was the best fit in that Kalen DeBoer system. He gets his offensive coordinator back from the Seahawks after he gets fired. I think Alabama's going to be a playoff team. I think we'll get a double-digit win Alabama team again.
I hope. I do feel like college football is better when I know a lot of people just hate Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the greatness. How about the Florida Gators?
Yeah, so Florida's an interesting team. They obviously finished the year very strong. Everybody was ready to fire Billy Napier last year, and they rallied for an 8-win season. And the schedule actually ended up not being as bad as it was because teams like Florida State had bad years. Lagway came on the scene. He took a big step. A lot of expectations. I think that this is probably a 7-5, maybe an 8-4 once again team, just because of the schedule. Tough road spots all over the schedule. They got to play Miami and Florida State in the non-con. So I think it'll be more the same from last year. They're getting a little bit too much hype for me.
I feel like there's got to be huge expectations for the Georgia Bulldogs.
There is, and Carson Beck goes over to Miami now. Gunnar Stockton, he's going to get the reins. We saw him in the SEC Championship.
I thought he was better than Carson Beck at the close of the season.
He's tougher.
He's got that grit.
He's more of a Kirby Smart guy. So the Georgia roster is probably not as good as it's been in the past, but when you look at their schedule, they only have three true road games. They play Georgia Tech in the Georgia Dome. I mean, that's basically a Georgia home game. So I think it's probably a 10-2 type year for Georgia. Defensively, they'll be really good once again in the trenches.
Let's go straight to Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss.
That's kind of a wild card team because Jackson Dart goes to what, the Giants in the NFL draft. So now they're breaking in a new quarterback.
Austin, the wide receiver got drafted as well, Trey Harris, right?
Yeah, and they're such a high variance team with the portal. They really portal it up down there in Oxford. So Austin Simmons comes in. He's very talented, but kind of like some of these other guys, and this is kind of a theme in college football this year, is a lot of these guys are unproven. Like Arch, for example, at Texas, where it looks like he's going to be good, but we haven't seen it actually happen yet. So Austin Simmons steps in. I think Ole Miss will be a solid team once again. I don't know if they're playoff good like they were last year where they kind of choked it down the stretch.
Yeah, and speaking of playoffs, the coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks was quite simply asked, can your team win the SEC? Can they compete for an SEC title?
I don't know if they can compete for an SEC title. Lenore Sellers, he took a big step as well. He's one of probably the 10 best quarterbacks in the country. But South Carolina, I thought, got fortunate with a bunch of one-score wins last year. Kind of like Florida. I think I may want to sell South Carolina a little bit at the peak here. I think, don't get me wrong, they're going to be a bowl team, but the schedule's hard once again. Got to play Clemson in the non-con. Play the Hokies down in Georgia, Atlanta to start the year in the Chick-fil-A game. So,
what do you think of that to start the season? Are they just going to maul the Hokies?
I think it'll be closer than expected, just because I think South Carolina is replacing a lot on the defensive side, especially in the trenches, and this is a huge year for Brent Pry in Blacksburg. So sometimes the year after the year, expectations seem to be low for the Hokies this year compared to last year where they were an all-time high.
Yeah, I mean, last year it started with the loss to Vanderbilt. What are your thoughts on the Commodores?
How can you not like Vanderbilt? Diego Pavia, he says they're going to win a national championship. And
how did they let him return?
I know. He's 29 years old.
He sued the NCAA and won, right?
Exactly. So Vandy should be more of a bold team. Target a little bit more on their back this year. But their roster is better than it ever has been. And I think a lot of it is because of the NIL portal era. We know Vandy has money.
We haven't talked about A&M. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about Oklahoma and LSU. Which of those teams do you think has the highest expectations? Probably the Tigers?
I would say LSU, and I think this is a huge year for Brian Kelly and his family, as they like to say down there.
Is he going
to
get fired, and then all of a sudden Saban goes to LSU?
Well, that was my joke on Twitter yesterday, is everybody, whether it was Coach O, Les Miles, Nick Saban, all three of those guys won a national championship within their first 4 years. Now, this is year four. Brian Kelly, they invested a ton in the portal on the defensive side of the ball. Nussmeier's coming back, and we've seen the LSU guys take a jump in year number two. Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow. Nussmeier actually had a better year one than both of those guys. So,
he's a Heisman candidate.
Yeah, he may be the best quarterback in the country. He may be the number one pick next year. And they got everybody back on the offense, too. So LSU, it's playoff or bust. If they don't make the playoff, I would not be surprised if Brian Kelly's not back coaching there next year.
That is our buddy Moneyline Mac covering the SEC. Over to your Mountaineers in the Big 12 next when we return here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.